My approach to transformational work is based on the premise that if we connect within ourselves, we can find the answers we are seeking. Moreover, shadow work and other similar approaches consider that we have different parts of ourselves. Each holds a quality or experience, and in some cases, those parts or aspects become separate from us. The journey to integrate those parts, to come to a place of wholeness, sometimes needs the support of an outside facilitator or coach. The following is a guided internal exercise I designed for you to meet, understand, and integrate a part of you. Take a slow, deep breath and allow yourself to relax. As you continue to breathe, notice any tension or tightness in your body and let it fall off of you and melt into the ground beneath your feet. Continue to breathe and begin to now focus on each inhale and each exhale. With your next breath, imagine that you're sinking down, down inside yourself, deep into your own consciousness, to a place where your inner wisdom resides, a place where all the answers and information you need for your life is available. As you arrive here inside yourself, imagine that it is a beautiful, safe, and sacred place, like a lush internal garden that exists just for you. Whether you see it in your mind's eye, feel it in your body, have a sense, a knowing, or thought about it, become aware of an internal garden that exists just for you. This is a place where you feel completely safe, peaceful, nurtured, and supported. A place where you experience yourself as naturally powerful, hopeful, and fully capable of achieving anything you desire. Take a few moments now to imagine this place exactly as you want it. Sense it in a way that feels beautiful, nurturing, and supportive. Be aware of how you feel in your internal garden today. Now imagine that in your internal garden, there's a wonderful, comfortable seat of wisdom that's been crafted just for you. Settle into it and become aware of how you feel in this place. Take another deep breath, and as you stay connected to your internal wisdom, invite the part of you that holds the highest vision for your life to sit with you. Thank this highest self aspect for coming to be with you today. Then take another slow, deep breath and bring to mind an area of your life that is not quite as you would like it to be. Maybe you want more from your career, increased motivation to practice self-care, better health, more supportive relationships, or possibly there is a negative belief that keeps floating around in your mind that you would like to release. Allow your highest self aspect to support you in finding the area that is most in need of your attention. The one that creates a negative emotion, negative self-talk, or blocks your forward progress. Now that you've identified this area, take another slow, deep breath and begin to imagine a compelling vision for that area of your life. What do you see? What activities are you engaged in? What are you saying to yourself or others? And what are they saying to you? What does it feel like in your body to experience this part of your life in a way that draws you in, fills your heart, and allows you to feel totally grounded? If you find it challenging to construct this vision, what stops you? As you stay connected to that vision in whatever way it appears to you, notice what could get in the way of your moving towards it. Self-sabotage, resistance, fear, self-doubt. What is the quality that most gets in the way of your dreams and goals for this area of your life? Whatever that quality is, see it held by a part of you. Maybe it's a part of you that's angry at how someone treated you, or the self-saboteur who feels you don't deserve more for your life, or the poor me part that wants attention. Whatever aspect appears to you today, allow yourself to sense the quality it represents. Make a note of what that quality is. Then, once you have that quality identified, give the part of you that holds it a name that is different than your own. Maybe it's Angry Anthony or Sad Susan or Whiny Winnie. Make a note of the quality and the name. Then take another deep breath and ask that part to sit across from you in your seat of wisdom. As it sits across from you, ask it what it is the gift, lesson, or message that it has to deliver to you today. For instance, maybe a fearful part is about keeping you safe, or an angry part is about taking a stand, or a doubting part is a reminder to take your time in making a decision. Whatever the gift, lesson, or message is, make a note of it. Then ask this part what it needs for that gift, lesson, or message to become etched into your being. Maybe it needs a dose of loving kindness, a written power statement to remind you of your strength, or a forgiveness process to let go of anger. Whatever that part of you needs for their lesson to become etched into your being, sense if you're willing to give it that. If you are, say to that part, I willingly fulfill your need and thank you for bringing that gift, lesson, message to me. Make a note of your commitment and when you will take that step forward to meet the identified need. And then in your mind's eye, reach out and give that part a hug and notice as it integrates right into you. If for any reason you were not willing to give that part of you what it needs, ask yourself what you get from not receiving that lesson, gift, message. Then take a slow, deep breath. Open your eyes, make any notes that you need. Then thank yourself for your willingness to look at a shadow part of yourself and receive its gift.